cannot count that high. I cannot tell you how many times I have said that one three-letter word over this past year, over these past 6 months, over this past Lenten season, and most certainly over the past 4 days. I said it about 1,000 times, and I heard Anne-Marie say it through her mask when I skipped Ezekiel. Did you notice? The choir did. I hope Ezekiel is flattered. There's been lots of wows over this past year, this past week. And I don't think I'm alone in that. And despite the many times that I have said those words in my head and in my lips, on my lips, that is the very word that comes to mind tonight. As I gather together again with you, and as we arrive on this most holy and sacred of nights. But this time, I speak that well with such great joy. For the Lord Jesus is risen indeed. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And a fitting response to that is wow. We ought to be able to feel it that wow in our very bones tonight. Ezekiel did, or does. As we hear the story of salvation history, a story of God creating the world and everything in it. But what's more, a God who loved that world so much that he would desire and do everything he could to redeem it. And he did. His goodness, his patience, his merciful and faithful love we have just heard throughout all of those readings of Scripture. His merciful and faithful love we now see already on this Easter Eve. We experience it not only in the Scriptures that account history, but we experience that well even tonight as history is made in the lives of people in the church. And for our parish community, in the life of Joseph and Alex, who will be baptized, will receive God's grace for the first time tonight. I say wow to that by the very fact that they're here. It was back last summer that I got a phone call from Alex. I remember it well because he's a 21-year-old. He just turned 22 on Thursday. Happy birthday. And it's not too often, in fact, I've never had it happen, that a 21-year-old calls me and says he wants to be baptized. But that's what happened. And so we met. 9 months ago, perhaps it was August or July, Alex walked into St. Patrick's Church for the very first time in his life. He had never seen it. He doesn't remember those pink walls or that green carpet. And here he is tonight. And here he was every Sunday, dressed to the nines, since that August day, since he began his RCIA. In fact, he was here every Wednesday to be taught by Mary Ann, myself, Deacon Jim Elliott, and Ryan, our seminarian, before COVID. And here he is tonight, ready to profess for the first time and to receive the beautiful gift of our Christian Catholic faith, the life of God. That's wow. You can say it. Wow. When we met that August, Ryan and I'll be honest with you, Alex, Ryan was with me, and after he left, we kind of wondered, okay, who's the girl in your life? Oftentimes, people come to Jesus through a woman. Do you notice he appeared to the women first? It's true, right? How often? He appeared to the women first. And Alex shared with me the good people in his life, his family who's with us tonight. And he also mentioned his grandmother, who I remember in a particular way in this Mass, who had gone to her eternal life not long before. Wow. Then we have Joseph on the other side, who 61 years ago, on December 19th, 1959, stood in this very church and professed wedding vows to his bride. Father Jim Kelly was the witness, and he's still alive. Let me tell you, that's a wow. I believe he's the second oldest priest in the Archdiocese. The oldest just turned 100 today. Father Cornelly. Priests don't live too long, by the way. But Father Kelly still drives. And I shared with him what's happening tonight. And he's remembering you. Wow. And tonight, as Joseph is baptized, and this marriage of 61 years finally becomes a sacrament, there's no wondering who his woman is. Nancy's right next to him and their son. And tonight, Joseph, in being baptized, comes to know the church as a bride and a mother who not only accompanies us in this life, but ushers us into the next life. Wow. You see, my friends, there is joy and wow in all of us tonight. Because we just heard news of an empty tomb. We heard of an angel appearance. And the change that the resurrection unleashed outside of Jerusalem, so many years ago, we begin to witness the call of faith and baptism. And the waters that in a few minutes will be poured over our new Christians' heads have been poured over us. And how blessed we are. Gracious God is to share with us his life. These Easter waters will be the very waters that will be sprinkled on the casket of Deacon Jim Elliott on Thursday, ushering him into eternal life. And we pray that as Easter begins, we know that we have every reason to be grateful, to be joyful, and to be wowed. To live this faith well. To trust the risen Lord all the more for our faith promises life. And there is no tide that can drown it. No, not even a riptide. And there is nothing that can turn this beautiful gift of Christian faith. And so grounded in that love of Jesus flowing from his cross and yielding into eternal life, we begin our Easter celebration. We say, wow.